This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome in on a Tuesday, a couple minutes early, because we got a lot of stuff to do. We will go live to Steve Iserman. I'm actually in the world headquarters right now. We will carry the Iser address. And then whatever he has to say, we'll unpack it. We'll talk about it. If the hockey elite needs the Matterhorn or the bat signal, it is available. And then we will get to Brad Holmes, because I was on the phone with Cookies probably an hour ago. I told him, I thought he did a great job. And I thought Jim did a better job than I would do. I would have lost my temper, because I thought that was one of the most arrogant, patronizing, that was unreal. And I thought Cookies and John were gentlemen about it. You just let Brad do his thing. But wow, oh wow. Yeah. That was something. But see, I don't get upset anymore by it. I laugh at it. But Big Dog over here, he's got a big problem. So we're going to get into that at 3. And I got to know where to sign up for the book club. So look, we got a jam-packed show. And that's before we even get to the Pistons, the Tigers, Bill Belichick in this hostage situation, I mean his relationship, so much to do, so much stuff. What are we getting out of Iserman? Let's go around the room real quick. But we start with our hockey elite, Kenny T. Cott.
We're not going to get anything. We're going to get almost nothing, very little in this press conference. You wouldn't believe how little we're going to get here.
But you know what? He's going to dress very nicely. Very nicely.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we getting from Iserman? I'm being serious.
We're not going to get much. Steve Iserman is really, really good at saying nothing for long periods of time when he speaks. It's almost like he's filibustering a question when he answers it. I don't think we get anything from
one question. If you were allowed to ask a question, what would it be?
I would be, how accelerated is this process during the offseason going to be in terms of the rebuild, in terms of trying to make the playoffs? What's the urgency level of that?
I can answer that. We have a plan, and, you know, we don't know when the plan will take root, but we have a plan in place.
I think the thing that bugs me, and look, I think I'll carry the same opinion through with Iserman, with Brad Holmes, with any executive in sports. I don't feel that I always laugh because, again, it's like this job. You're not a cardiologist, all right? You're not a detective solving sex trafficking crimes. You're not renegotiating geopolitics, all right? None of this is really that important. I mean, the reality is team executives play fantasy football with other people's money. They're flesh peddlers, okay? And we're the idiots who talk about it. None of any of this is serious. Our job's to entertain you, hopefully 11 minutes a week. Their job's to provide a product good enough to get money out of your pocket. This isn't that serious. So I always laugh when these executives cease to be human beings about stuff. It's goofy. Yeah. Like I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, they're, you know, it's the secret to the 11 herbs and spices. You can't know what I know because I know.
What's the 11, what company is that?
KFC.
That's KFC?
Yeah.
And then what, Dr. Pepper's the 26 flavors?
Yes.
I got it. Okay. I wasn't being smart.
23 flavors.
Is it 23?
Yeah.
Tastes like 26. A lot of flavors. Oh, no, we're done. We're good. If you're just joining, I want you to understand the reason Kenny's POTUS imitation has made the air is this is the only way he's talking off air. It bled into Kenny and Evan on a podcast.
It blends into real life, and it's very difficult to stop.
It's fantastic. I love it. I think it's fun. All right. So look, we'll go down there live. Hockey Elite's going to follow. We'll get into the Brad Holmes stuff. We have audio. Great interview if you want to hear it in its entirety, because Brad was politely verbose. Odyssey.com Rewind. Give the morning show some love. You can listen to the whole damn thing. We're going to give you the best, including Brad Holmes does not understand why he's asked about pass rushers. Just say you understand it.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I understand.
Do us all a favor.
We didn't work out that way, but I like the people we got.
You can do it a million ways. As Rico put this, full credit to Rico, who's not in a Caribbean green shirt today. It is just black.
I figured I'd keep it simple for you.
I don't know. Does Crayola have a fancy name for the black crayon? We'll find it. The point is.
African-American.
No. No, just none of this. No. What are we doing? But we can get into it because you put it best. That's supposed to be a very easy interview with the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Two polite guys.
Yeah.
And Brad cracked a beer bottle and started waving it around the room. And you're like, okay, you're a little triggered over this.
He turned a softball into a grenade.
I don't know how
he did that.
A lot of violence. All right. So look, Iserman. We're going to carry it. How long we stay with this really depends on the content of the press conference. For me personally, I'm just hopeful. I'm not trying to set unfair expectation, nor am I asking anyone to do anything rude. But asking Steve about, do you believe you should be fighting for your job this year? That's a legitimate question. Do you believe you have to make the playoffs or else? You know, what are you going to do between now and opening night to advance this? You know, ask about, again, Dylan Larkin threw shade at you.
Yeah, pretty much saying the locker room was, you know, disappointed when they didn't go all in at the trade deadline.
I wonder if the Larkin thing is going to be addressed. I wonder if anybody's going to ask about that.
How are you in that room if you don't?
If you're in that room and you have a media credential of any sort, you have to ask, hey, you're a captain. The captain that you picked for this hockey team, the captain of the last several years, basically threw shade at you.
What's your response to that?
Am I wrong in thinking that's like the first thing he gets asked?
It should be one of the first couple.
That's not gotcha media or anything. It's like, look, you haven't addressed this. Your captain spoke. Have you spoken to Dylan? What was your reaction to it?
You use the term media loosely because a lot of people aren't media. They just go down there to say, hey, everything's going to be good next year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give the people in the room enough credit to say they're going to ask. If they don't ask, then Rico wins. I got nothing for you.
I wouldn't be surprised if they came out and gave this announcement of new something or nothing something next year.
All right. Now, listen, you're several lunches deep. You're approaching like owing the mob money here.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm not that deep. Do you know why? NCAA tournament, buddy.
What? Oh, I owe you two. You're down three, so you're down one.
No, I'm down. I lost one.
Do you want to go double or nothing? It will be asked in the Iser thing, or do we want to keep this lunch free?
We can keep this lunch
free. A lot of lunches.
Yeah. So many.
You owe me.
I love lunch.
All right.
A lot of pizza, a lot of sandwiches.
Stop.
Maybe even some burgers.
Okay, please.
Some chicken wings.
So we're going to carry it live and get to it. Now, David, a quick question on the listener's behalf. How are we handling this if this starts late? We're just going to package breaks?
Yes, we will.
All right.
And I'm listening for it now. We'll see.
Are you hearing the murmur at the world headquarters?
I am hearing the murmur. I'm hearing a lot of laughing right now.
A lot of laughing. Okay, stop.
He's in town today, ain't he?
Is he?
I think he is.
I'm always here, Rico. I'm always in town.
That's definitely not true. Do we have any early ticket texts leading up to the Iser plan deal? And again, the Brad Holmes thing is going to be hot later. I promise you, I'm not angry. I actually just laugh at it. It was really wild to hear that level of, man, he really think his duty don't stink. That's something. Yikes.
Kenny's great Trump impression, you're only about 8 years too late, Chris and Ohi.
No, I know. It's just, guys, you have to understand. I know. He's not reinventing the wheel.
Right.
We are not taking any credit for doing something cutting edge. It was just, where did that come from?
I just like that Steve Iserman's about to speak, and that's what people are texting about. We have, what questions would you like to hear Steve ask? What would you like to hear him respond to? And that's
Kenny, you know this. I've tried to teach you this over the years. Radio is a reactionary game. WPRE, preview radio, that doesn't do it. It's reactionary. This is the town hall where we react to the things that happen, and that's how the game works. I don't expect hockey fans to be piling the phone lines and the ticket texts right now in advance of Steve speaking. I just don't. I think people are waiting, and when it's over,
I'd like to think we could put the bat signal up for the hockey elite and have a real conversation.
Yeah,
about
they always show up.
They do a good job with their sport.
I just don't think I just don't think he'll say anything.
Eiserman live. Let's go to it. Okay, that was a grave error. I don't know. I feel so bad we carried that. What a complete and utter waste of time. So here's my takeaways from this Eiserman press engagement thus far. My takeaway is, until it is proven otherwise, like until you show me the sealed JFK files of his contract, he has a lifetime deal. He essentially, in not so many words, I'm just going to keep on trucking, keep on doing. Yeah. Just, I'm going to keep doing what I do, and we're going to keep drafting and, you know, stuff.
Things.
Don't care what you want. But we appreciate the fan support. Basically, keep spending your money. We appreciate that. And we're just going to keep doing what we do over here. And here's a few Joe bucks for you. I got nothing. I'll leave it to the hockey elite.
Yeah, because Tony asked a really good question about, you know, the pro personnel and, you know, free agency. And he just kind of went around and around and gave a five-minute answer. And I really don't know what he said. But, hey.
The one thing he said that was interesting was
Montreal and St. Louis.
No, that was ridiculous. I thought the Dylan Larkin thing was interesting. I thought the pause about I need my best players to, you know, be my best player. Pause. I mean, look, clearly the comment he made about, you know, Dylan Larkin. I mean, Kenny, do you want to step in on this? Do you? I'm trying to pull anything interesting.
So the three things that I took away from this, the interesting bit was that he did talk to Larkin, and I guess it sounds like they had a private conversation, which...
Yeah, and if he wants to share, he can.
Right, which will probably cause another private conversation if that happens. The other thing that he said, which I was actually encouraged by before he immediately went the opposite way, was he was asked, okay, if there's a big free agent, would you be willing to spend more than Dylan Larkin? Would you be able to spend $10-plus million on a free agent? And that's a big signing for Steve. That's a big signing for anybody, really. And I know Poverty League aside jokes. That was a big comment that he said, yeah, I absolutely would be willing to.
But don't you think it's the only way you can answer it?
Yes, but then he immediately went back and started talking bad about, like, free agents.
That's
or,
right.
You know, term, yada, yada. The same stuff he said for the last several
that's
years.
That's my point to you. No GM, no team president is going to get up there and go, no, we're not going to sign that type of player. That causes a furor. You can say, well, of course we would, even though you never intend on it.
And then he went back on it immediately after later on in the presser. And the third thing, and Rico brought it up, was the Montreal-St. Louis lame, nobody's making this argument. He did this straw man thing that he always does where he sets up an argument that nobody's arguing in the first place. And it just, I don't know, it aggravates
Montreal didn't make a trade. Yeah, Steve, they were also in the Stanley Cup final 3 years ago.
Correct.
So, like, can we just not do this? Can we just say, like, you haven't done anything at the deadline? Oh, we did make a trade, actually. Right. To pick up a 40-year-old painter and a dead goalie. Hockey elite, this is yours. You react to it. Just tell me where you're at. I feel like it is just very simple. This man has a lifetime deal. He's not under any pressure. And he's going to keep doing what he's doing. And if you don't like it, too bad. Eventually, you'll like it. That's what I take out of it.
No, he didn't sound like a man that had any type of urgency, like his job was on the line and I got to get this right over the summer or else. No, I didn't get any of that.
I also didn't feel very inspired. Now, maybe he says something and turns into Maximus Aurelius here in the next 7 minutes and we'll clip the audio and play it to you. But we couldn't possibly stay with that any longer, both for fear of having our entire audience walk away, but also for someone falling asleep at the wheel and crashing their car. 2485.
Look out for the people, Mike.
2485399797. People, hockey elite assemble. Your response to the almost 20 minutes of Eiserman we gave you. We'll get some ticket texts, football today, get into the Brad Holmes interview that I thought the morning show did a great job with this morning on a very busy Tuesday. 97.1. Okay, I've got one other piece of audio while we were at break, and I want to pass it to you. Steve Eiserman was asked about the hot seat. I haven't heard it. Kenny wouldn't share it, but Kenny, great job getting it in the system that quickly. Appreciate it. Let's just play it and see what the hell happened here. David, go ahead.
Kenny, Rico, anybody want to offer before I go to the Hockey Elite? Again, lifetime contract. Don't act this way if you don't have a lifetime deal.
Didn't he do this last time, too? He spoke. He was snarky. I think Max Boltman had a question for him that he asked.
And you've told me he's a very respected hockey 100%.
writer. 100%. There's no smarm ever. There's no ill intent with writers like that. And to act that way and answer a question like that, it's just, I think it 100% validates what you've said, Mike, and that he could very well be operating under a lifetime contract that we'll never hear about.
Yeah, basically saying don't really care what anybody says. It's just the Ilitch family that I have to, I got to be accountable to them. And it sounds like they're okay with the path that he's on.
Go to the people. See what everybody's got to say on it. We'll start with Harrison, 97.1. Harrison, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you, Mike?
I'm okay. There's no yelling. I'm just, I wanted something inspirational out of this, and I didn't get it.
I'm glad there was no yelling on your end, because there wasn't mine.
Okay.
It started okay. He started to answer a question about making changes to the roster and we need to get harder to play against. And there were a couple things there, and there was what Kenny said about we would maybe spend more than a Larkin deal in AAV. And so I was like, hey, there we go. We're opening up. And then he immediately backpedaled, and I almost put my head through the wall. But I do want to – there was one other positive thing that came out of this. It's that I think the Detroit media actually did a pretty good job of asking most of the questions I wanted to hear him answer. And while he didn't answer most of them, we can't really blame the media for
– No, they did their job and they asked the questions.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that is an issue sometimes in this town, the blue wall and all that stuff in certain other areas. But, I was very impressed that they just went for it with him. And, he's going to be who he's going to be. He has a lifetime contract. And I'm hopeful that the beginning of the press conference is more how he's feeling, that he needs to make improvements. But I'm not exactly feeling very inspired right now.
Yeah, I'm not. I think it's not to be cliche, but it's now reached Missouri phase. It's just show me. I can't do the hope, and I won't allow people to run cover for this guy. Not between 2 and 6. We're just going to talk real. His ass is in the jackpot. If you're a real fan, you're not one of these lemmings. He's got to show you something now, because nothing in 6 years has looked remotely special, Harrison. You got to show me. I need something this summer that gets me back on the bandwagon here, that there is any level of urgency. Otherwise, Harrison, guys like you are just throwing your money into a blast furnace. But Steve appreciates.
Yeah, I mean, I live on the other side of the country, and I listen to you guys every day. But we're getting ready to move back, and in my mind, I want to buy tickets. I want to be in. I want to go see the stuff. But if he doesn't do anything significant this summer, I ain't paying anything to show up to that rink.
No. And look, they owe it to you, the customer, Harrison. They owe you. It's not the other way around. It's why I end up yelling at fans sometimes when they act like you owe the team X, Y, and Z. If you are a team, you are entitled to nothing. Everything you get in this world is what is earned. If people choose to be lemmings, that's on them. The team's job is to recruit you. It's no different than a radio station has to attempt to put decent programming on the air. Like, you tuning in is not owed to us. We have to attempt to be compelling often enough that you want to tune in.
And stay.
Right, like a musician. No, you're not entitled to going platinum. That's not how it works.
Right. The definition of one-hit wonder.
Milli Vanilli. All right, we go to Matt. Now, I know one of them is dead. I know factually one of them is dead. So you're not going to accuse me of killing off Milli Vanilli.
No.
One of them's dead.
Yes.
Factual.
All right.
Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, bud?
Just frustrated.
Okay.
I like how every time someone asked him a question, he basically was like, F you, and then went on to a different question. he didn't answer anything. And you know what? I'm going to go buy some lipstick and some lingerie and take myself to dinner, because he just screwed us all. He has to go. I'm sick of Iserman. I don't care what he does in the offseason. He has to go. We need someone new.
I mean, it's okay. It's interesting to hear people speaking in those terms now, because, Matt, that was unthinkable as recently as the start of this year. We were villainized because we're like, no, you got to make the playoffs or this is busted. But yeah, I do wonder what percentage of the fans, Matt, have reached the level you're at where you're like, you know what? I love the guy, but I'm done. I don't know the answer.
6 years, no point. You know, like, you did nothing for 6 years. Show's over. Time to go. Like a lot of people say, if his last name wasn't Iserman, he'd have been gone like 2 or 3 years ago.
100%.
So it's time for him to go.
There's no question about that. I can't. There's no scenario. If he wasn't Steve Iserman, he'd be here. None. I agree totally, Matt.
And Matt, he knows that too, because he was like, yeah, I really don't care. I only care about what the Illies have to think about me.
So he did just also answer, Rieger asked him a question. I don't have time to turn it around real quick, but he answered. He answered a question that he basically, Rieger asked him, oh, do you, with the Jake Waldman trade, do you have any insight as to how that went down? Can you speak to what happened there? And he simply responded, no and no.
Again.
That's all he said.
But Kenny, and understand, I'm not being dismissive, and I'm not being, you know, flippant about it. I think I have a good idea what's up here, and I choose to live in reality. You only get to behave that way when you have no chance of being fired, when you have no pressure, when you have no one even to report to. Mm-hmm. It's the only way you can act that way. And some of you will believe he's earned that. That's your prerogative. I don't think there's anything. It's like momentum doesn't exist between games. What you earned as a player has nothing to do with what you've earned as an executive. I don't know what to say. Brother, I feel terrible for people who spend their money.
He's got the eternal runway, and the fact that he came out and said, well, these two teams didn't make any moves, and they made the playoffs.
I mean, what was worse, what he did or what Brad did with the straw man routine? Like this morning, and we'll get into this in the 3 o'clock. Oh, we have Aiden Hutchinson. Why do we need another Aiden Hutchinson? I'm like, really? This is from the same organization that factually, ask anyone in the know, they tried to trade up for an edge this weekend's draft. Yeah, we do.
No, I was too busy watching
actually,
the film for 2 years.
Actually, we do. Book club. All right. No, we'll get to it.
C-spot run.
We'll get to it. Redney Road Doll lately. Some James and the Giant Peach. 248-539-9797. We're losing our damn minds. Go to Jim in Port Huron. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love calling in. You guys are great.
Thanks.
Growing up as a loved Iserman fan as the player, you always had this feeling like he would do anything to win. Like against Vancouver, he played on a bad leg and he still won the cup. And he would do anything to win. And do you get that same feeling now?
No.
Do you get the feeling now that he'll do anything to win? I don't get it.
Are you okay when I say I've just reached show me phase? That until I am shown he is special, I'm done thinking he's special.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Because when he came in, I was just so hopeful that he'd bring that same, I want to win at all costs.
Yep.
I will not accept losing. It's like he's accepting mediocrity.
And Jim, I think you have to separate Steve who played on the ice and the Steve that wears a suit right now, because they're two different people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jimmy, I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, and look, people are filing into the studio here. Let's continue. 248-539-9797. David, would you mind bumping back with a little audio? Here's what I'd like to do if it's good with you. I want to get to the people. Do you want to wait on a football today?
Yeah.
I think we can absolutely wait. Let's keep the conversation going.
I didn't see the call.
Oh, you're all good.
My laptop's in the way.
You're all right. Well, it is. I mean, that is rather copious. Rico's got the 32-inch model PC in here. Are the files in the computer?
I need to be thorough.
248-539-9797.
And the morning crew has a big screen. So, you know.
All right. We will get to the people. We will get to all the Brad Holmes conversation later on. 97.1.
Dead wings. This Correct. Is unacceptable.
But there doesn't seem, at least in a forward-facing manner, there's no urgency. He said at the start of this, I'm just going to continue to draft. We're going to continue to stick to our plan. I mean.
The plan.
I'm not telling you he should go out there guns a-blazing and be like, we're trading everybody. People's pets' heads are falling off. No, it's just maybe I'm looking for something that just was an impossible ask. I was looking for a little bit of
human emotion, a little bit of acknowledgement, this is unacceptable.
Accountability.
Just something.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Because he couldn't leave the door open because that means you're going to ask a follow-up question. So I'm just going to say we're just waiting on the kids when they get here.
Hey, by the way, no and no.
Yeah. Yeah, someone texted in, losing respect for Stevie. No and no? Are we 10 years old?
No, no.
Just answer the question.
It was the no and no while he was still
finishing
asking
the question.
Can you explain? No and no. No and no? No and no. Okay. So no and no.
Al from Macomb says, got to get rid of Draper. Ever since Iserman lost Verbeek as his assistant, things have gone downhill. Stevie Y should be long gone. It's BS that he gets a pass, but Joe Dumars got run out of town, and he won something here.
How about the poor video guy? The hell did he do?
Well, we got to make changes.
So. I asked for this in 4K. You're the worst penalty kill in the history of hockey. Poor video guy takes the bullet.
Did you record the wrong team?
All of a sudden he goes to play the tape and it's an old Seinfeld episode.
Let's go to the people.
My bad. Wrong one.
Oh,
Kenny's Roasters. Right, let's go to Dwayne, 97.1. Dwayne, what's up, buddy?
Hey, not much, Mike. How you doing?
Good, pal.
So you know what I think the issue is? I don't know that it's Iserman, to be quite honest with you. I think it's ownership. I just harken back to William Clay Ford and Russ Thomas that did exactly what his GM wanted him to do, spend no money and take the heat. And then he got to go around acting like, hey, whatever Steve needs, I'll get him. But, you know, in some room he's saying, thanks for helping me save all my money. Be a big difference if his father was here running an organization. They would be buying teams. They would win. Same thing with the Tigers. I mean, if you look at the Tigers' plan, using all their prospects, all their young players, they're not spending any money on payroll. That's exactly what the Wings are doing.
But hold on. Dwayne, here's the problem. There's a salary cap in hockey, and it's not like the Wings have $30 million in space and are at the floor. I can't say that. Now, I'll meet you in the middle on this. If you're telling me, Mike, that's why they won't sign anyone with term, they don't want to lay out $100 million, Dwayne, I'll meet you there, because until they do it, I'm going to believe that they won't. So I'll give you, you know, a 50-50 there, Dwayne, but you can't say they're cheap. It's that Steve spends on crap. It's what it is. The Tarasenko wasn't cheap, but he was crap.
You know what? That's fair.
Fair. Let's go to Brandon, 97.1. Brandon, what's going on, buddy?
Yo, what's happening, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. The way I look at it, and I might be a fair-weather fan, but if you go to a restaurant for like 10 years and it's amazing product, and then all of a sudden it turns to garbage, and people will be like, oh, you should still go there. You should still do this. And like, why? Why waste your time? Like, why spend 3 hours of your life dealing with this nonsense? Like, I'm not gonna go spend money on a 14 and 68 Pistons versus a Red Wings nonsense. It's just not what I'm gonna do. And maybe I'm a fair weather fan, but I'd rather spend 3 hours of my life doing else than just this crap.
Now, if they're not gonna show you a level of urgency, and if what they're offering you is not entertaining, I think you're making a decision as a grown adult, Brandon, that they haven't earned your money. I don't think that makes you fair weather. Yeah. I think it makes you a free thinker. You do what you do. I always question people who keep laying out the money. It's like if you go to a restaurant and you get the poops every time you eat there, why do you keep eating there?
100%.
I mean, I hate to. 100%. I know, Brandon, I want to apologize. I know that wasn't the classiest example. I was just, you know, I mean, come on.
Ask Kenny.
You eat in a restaurant, you're on the bowl the rest of the night, and you keep eating there. I kind of think you're half an idiot.
Kenny?
Oh, he's not. He probably is in the bathroom. A lot of bathroom.
Very good tacos.
Let's go to Bobby in Detroit. Bobby, what's going on, pal?
Not much. How you doing, Mike?
What's up, pal? What's on your mind? What do you make of all this?
Let's start with the Michigan guy drop.
That was
cue
this.
Cue the chair drop. Cue the Amon-Ra. What is this drop? I mean, it's the same old song and dance. There's no way that he is going to go out and he is going to even pursue Marner. There's no way he's even going to entice that. And like, he did double back on it, and like, it wasn't going to do. And it's just like, I mean, and Mike, here's another good one for you. we're rumored to sign another goalie coming over from Sweden. So we're just going to add more tendies in net and try to play the right one for another bridge for Kosa. And it's garbage.
I want to ask you a question. I mean, Bobby, and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. But is it wrong of me to have become frustrated with the Kosa timeline? I mean, at what point do we just break glass in case of emergency, and this is one of the two goalies who split 82 games? Am I wrong for that?
No, you're not wrong, and I know you're slightly jaded over the Rick DiPietro thing and the Islanders and stuff, but
I also lived through Eric Fischow. Trust me, I've seen it all.
Yeah, so no, I mean you had this conversation a couple months ago. It's like, at what point do we just break glass on all of them, right? And then just show the drafting and show all these things. And, you know, so no, you're definitely not frustrated. I'm well beyond frustrated with all of it. I agree. Show your skills where you're drafting then. Like, if that's the case and you have all these stars that you want to build up, and, you know, how he opened the press conference with, we're going to build our team through the draft, then just let it ride. Let it ride and see what you got, because you can't do anything else.
Yeah, and the problem is there's no one way to build a team. It's got to be a comprehensive, the whole machine has to work together. Your minor league scouting, your pro scouting, your drafting, your free agency, your trading, your cap management. There has to be a velocity to it. And when I hear, you know, rigid thinking, that's always a red flag in a rebuild. All right. We are going to play some Brad Holmes audio for you. Morning Show did an interview with him. You can listen to it, Odyssey.com Rewind. I'll give Jim Costa full credit. I would have lost my temper. Jim did a better job than I would have done. Man enough to tell you. Because I was actually like Ray Liotta and Goodfellas laughing in my car listening to Brad Holmes talk. It was like a sadistic laugh. There was no anger. I'm just like, wow, he's going right for it. We're going to play some for you next and have a conversation. 97.1.